There's one more sleeping. They must be having a very good dream, but I'm gonna have to be the one to wake them up. Hello. I was trying to come up with something witty, to say, like, welcome to the new world, stranger. I'm sorry. Listen, you're going to want to sit down for this. This is a lot to explain, and yeah, just, oops, sorry. Okay. So, just allow me to talk and leave all your questions for after, alright? Good. So, we are currently in an underground facility that was created by humans many years ago when they believed that they were on the brink of extinction. The cryo chambers are considered humanity's last hope, and we are what was inside of those cryo chambers. Many years ago, we detected a space anomaly, and it was heading straight towards Earth. It wasn't a meteor, it was a ship of some kind, a living ship. It looked like it was unlike anything we've ever seen before, but it was so cool. I have faint memories of it, but God, it was so cool to see. Anyways, it was coming towards Earth, and once word got out, the public became animals towards each other. They were so afraid that they hurt and pushed and rebelled. I'm surprised we weren't our own extinctions at that point. We perhaps sped up the process. Scientists were very smart though. They decided that they would get a group of humans who would be our last hope. Genetically and cybernetically augment and enhance us, then put us into a cryosleep until the time was right for us to wake up and reclaim our spots on Earth as humans. There were multiple logs around explaining the entire situation, which allowed me to remember some things, remember the processes and all of that. A lot was said, so I'm going to have to tell you all of this as well, just so you can have some idea of why you are here. But first things first, everything you was living was a complete and utter lie. If you had a husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, siblings, kids, they were all a lie and nothing more but a figment of your imagination. Now that is out the way, I'm very sorry for being blunt about it, but it took me a while to adjust and realize that I was just dreaming all along. Now, I mentioned cybernetic enhancements and all of that. I'll get to that in a moment. But for the reason why we are here, it is because we're here to reclaim what was ours once, away from the aliens or whatever you would like to call them. How we do that, I have no clue, but and that's why we need to go around and collect intel and see what this new Earth is like. Now for the... Oh no, before I get too sidetracked. There are four of us in total. I expected us to be a team, but it seems like the others who have their own ideas. One's named Napoleon, and the other is named Athena. And I am Ada. A pleasure to meet you. But onto the coolest part is, I mentioned we are genetically and cybernetically augmented and upgraded, which means we have what other humans didn't. I don't know exactly what yours is, but you can figure that out yourself. I'm sure if you're ever in a life or death situation, or maybe it activates when you need it the most. Either way, it's hard to tell, as I don't really remember, but maybe one of the logs around will tell. I know that I am pretty good at stealing stuff and obtaining information and hacking into things, which is how I managed to wake you up. I have this little nifty master key that helps me get into things, but I drop it way too often, which I should really stop. But yes, moving on. I know that there is a... How do I explain this? There's a core. You understand the Earth's core, right? Well, the core, it's now theirs, pretty much, and they did something to it. We won't know for sure unless we figure out some more stuff, but, well, that's all the information I have on it. But if we want to learn more, then we certainly need to find out more about what they did to the core and how it functions towards this newer society. I feel like it's a power source, as I can feel it vibrating, and it's the same energy for a lot of things, but there's only one way to be certain. Now, I believe that was everything. Napoleon, Athena, what happened to Earth, what's going on with Earth now? Oh, well, I went out not too long ago to check on some things. And yes, they do not like humans, by the way. They certainly do not like humans. I was not invited very well. I wasn't taken very well, and hell, I almost even died, but I'm alive. We need to be a lot more careful. It seems that there are different factions towards this race. Some are more open and friendly, some seem very violent, and it's hard to say. I can track Napoleon and Athena if we want to go and see them, or we could try going around ourselves. Or maybe you would like to figure out what kind of powers you have, but I cannot guarantee that it will be, you know, a success. We don't have memory of our abilities. I only learned about mine from an audit log from a doctor that seemed to have been close to me. I assume that it's my mother, but I do not know for sure, and I guess I can't jump the gun, as I suppose that wouldn't even matter. So I'd be dead already. Anyways, we should really see how it is out there, though. The city is beautiful, way more beautiful than it ever has been. Too bad that a lot of the newer race do not like us, but it's fine. I can find us a route there. I have most of the place mapped out. Did I tell you that they actually have their own internet here too? It allows me to pretty much get any information I want on anything. I don't need to log into anything, it just kind of wired into my brain. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I can just see a lot of things. Like, I can look at something and find out what it's made of, the origins behind it, and all of that. What I'm saying is, I'm just your gal to get all the information and hack stuff for you and all of that. As for number one and number two, I'm not too sure what their abilities are. The only audit logs I had was, well, one from the doctor tending to me, as well as a few others that explained how life was back then, and how they were just hoping that things worked. They were wishing us luck and saying how much they wanted us to succeed and live on, and yeah, They were counting down their days. Their impending doom came closer. I believe I heard one of their deaths, too. Either way, enough of the upsetting topic. I'm sure you have many questions, but I need you to make a decision first. We can't stay in here forever, obviously, and we have an earth to save. We should get going, but the question is, well, where to? I don't want to be down here forever, honestly. It's nice and all, but there's a whole new world out there to explore, and trust me, it's really cool. Have you ever seen a car fly? It's so cool. You can even, like, swipe your hand at doors and they just move. It's like they were telekinetic or something. Maybe it's a power or something with the technology, but goodness me, I was never so fascinated by Alienware in so long. It's just, you... We could have done all these things and some race comes out of nowhere and... It's just... Wow. Anyways. My apologies. I filled you in with everything and... Well, that's pretty much where we're at. We don't know too much about this place, but I can certainly find out some more information. If you want to stay here, then so be it, but I'll be leaving. I'm sorry, but there's just so much to do, and I have a purpose. Oh, by the way, if you hear a voice, well, how do I explain this? There's a voice that can talk to you. I'm not too sure if it was programmed, but maybe it tries to help you. I don't know. It told me that the people who were approaching me were dangerous and that I should run, and lo and behold, they were. If you hear a voice, it's a guiding light in a way. Maybe it guides us. I'm not too sure, but maybe don't trust it. I don't know. But still, here are the options. We go to number one. Sorry. We go to Napoleon, or we can go to Athena, or we could stick together and just explore. You could try figuring out your powers, but oh no, it's a bit of a hit or miss. Just depends on what you want as a power, I suppose. I don't know. Like, how were you like before? Dude, it's too complicated. I'm sure you can figure it out, okay? But, yeah. What else is there? Well, you can just stay here. Either or, dude. I don't know. But, yeah. I'm Ada, by the way. I don't know if I told you that. Sorry. Hey, I'm pretty good at leading, though. Can you hurry up and make a damn decision? Hello, everyone. It is your favorite homewrecker yandere here, Lillian. And I would like to apologize on both mine and Pandara's behalf for not uploading this sooner and getting a series done sooner. But we have been busy, and thankfully it paid off because this should be a very nice series. Now, getting into the voting and all of that, first will be one of two, you'll be doing two decisions. One will be, what would you like to do next? And the other one being, what would you like the superpower to be? Now, the superpower should be within reason, by the way. This person is cybernetically enhanced, so take that into consideration. Genetically augmented also means that they have the ability to have what? Super speed, enhanced reflexes, you know, superhuman strength, stuff like that. Don't suggest fucking, I don't know, fire manipulation, shit like that. Be within reason. Aside from that, I'm going to leave you with this. You are all very, very used to happy endings and all of that. But remember this. In a very unfamiliar world where you don't know anything anymore and can barely remember the world you used to live in that was full of deception and bullshit, how much do you think has really changed? Until next time, lasers.